Brown chicken, brown cow.
Waka waka waka.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Waka waka waka.
I'm doing it too.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't found this podcast before, welcome to Brothers in Arms on twitch.tv/Brothers in Arms Podcast. We are your Brothers in Arms. Stay loose and enjoy the show. If you did not know, put your hands in the air and you wave them like you just don't care. Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands. If you did not know, this is episode number 155 on the 6th of May in the year of our Lord, 2024. Yes, May the 4th, we've missed you, but it is the revenge of the 6th. So I did it. There's a Star Wars for you this evening. Gentlemen, hello, good evening, salutations. It's been a minute. A whole week.
It's been a week.
It has been a solid full week.
not 6 days, not eight. No, sir. Mm-mm. We did seven.
Seven. Seven. It's almost like we meant to do it.
Yeah, except I still forgot, even though I was the one that asked for it.
Yeah, Greg did text us last night at 9 o'clock. Hey, are we meeting tonight?
Nope.
No.
No.
Because you said no.
Because I said Monday.
That's right, you did.
I did.
And we are here just for you, buddy. I mean, we're here with you.
In spirits.
I can't get done with this move, folks. I'm digging it so much.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, Patrick has a new standing desk.
Standing
and he is using it to the full extent allowed. Yeah, I can't do that. I'm not as cool.
I love it.
I can.
It's great.
You ready?
I'm ready to
go. Oh, look, I'm going. Oh, no, I'm going. Oh,
the pillows in the back look like you have a crown.
There's a fan.
Wait, I'm going to come back up. Hold on. Hold on. No, I broke it.
Oh, man.
See? Oh, well, boys, I've missed you.
I missed you, too.
Missed you so much. We've had a lot going on and all kinds of fun jazz in between. So, let's kick this pig. Welcome back, everybody. Twitch.tv/Brothers in Arms Podcast. Hope you're joining us live. If you're not, that's okay. Hope you're joining us on our YouTube channel or as a podcast, because that's how originally this channel started.
Yes,
and then we
decided,
let's branch out and let's try the fun thing so people can see us as we see each other, because we've always been able to see each other. We just haven't always been visual with you.
Tell you what, folks, if you're not watching it live, you're missing out, because half the fun of this is usually seeing our reactions as we're talking to each other.
Yeah.
Or you can't see this, and I can describe it to you because I've got my hands in the air and I'm doing jazz hands as we speak, and Patrick is doing as well, and Alex is fluffing his mustache. So if you have not,
it's not there though.
Well, it's out of regs if I can do that.
Yeah, I know. Once you get out, I'm sure it'll. He's gonna be mustache waxing it to the ninth degree. It's
hilarious.
Gonna be all,
gentlemen, I couldn't type mustache properly. I thought it was an m-o-u-s-t-a-c-h-e.
Okay. Mouse-stache.
And of course Siri tried to correct it and say moist ache, so
good job, Siri. Well done in correcting that. That makes perfect.
Sure.
Okay, challenge for the evening. Someone please use the phrase moist ache in a sentence.
Okay.
Not right now.
It doesn't count.
Not right now.
If we use it, right?
You need, at some point, you need to come up with the phrase, use the phrase moist ache somewhere in a sentence or in a conversation. If you can insert it, I don't know. I'll do something.
I can do that.
I know.
Because that literally describes my circumstance for most of this week.
An inkling of where we're going.
You poor
unfortunate soul. Jeez.
I love you.
Yep. Ain't life grand, fellas?
Yeah.
Ain't life grand.
So why don't you just let us know, Alex? How has your week been?
Certainly. So, I ended up in the emergency room this week.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So I've gotten them enough that I can pretty much tell. Some people will say, oh, you know, I've got this weird pain that starts in my back and going across to my abdomen. You know, and people will freak out a little bit and be like, oh, you know, my appendix, the most useless body part that we have.
It's I know,
like
I don't that. Have one.
Yeah. I still have mine somehow.
I do as well. But that
and don't ask me how, but I do.
Like, those two things were way back, you know, used for completely different thing. But the, you know, we've come far enough that, you know, the human body doesn't need those anymore. We're not eating certain things that we used to. So the normal person, they would get these pains that I get, and they're like, oh, you know, my appendix is going to rupture. No, ladies and gentlemen, I just have another kidney.
No.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it started on Tuesday, right? I had the wonderful opportunity of, you know, spending time with you guys on Monday. And then I got up and I went into work. And I sat down at my desk. And we started a lecture on something that I can't really tell you guys.
Yeah. Secret Squirrel stuff.
But
work related.
But we're getting, you know, the lowdown on this system. We'll go with that. And I start to get that pain. And it starts on, you know, my right lower back, and I'm like, I know what this is.
Mm.
So I tried to, you know, tough through it. I stood up, you know, stood in the back, you know, moved around a little bit, try to see if I can get that thing to move. Do whatever I had to do to make sure that, you know, I could continue to stay at work. I got up quite a few different times throughout the lecture to go out and go use the bathroom, see if I could get rid of this thing. Didn't happen.
I mean, once you feel the onset, how long does it typically take you? I mean, we're already a week into it, right?
Yeah. Well, that was the first one.
Oh, jeez.
It's a multiple. Yeah. It's a multiple.
It's a multi-week.
So, yeah. So right now, earlier this week, I passed my record-setting stone. It was just about 5.5 millimeters.
Ooh.
Currently, there is another one with a host of multiples. That is 7 millimeters. I found that one at the hospital after they did the CAT scan. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I scanned a cat at the hospital. It's great. But where I'm at, the Naval Clinic is so small that if you run into, you know, any issues where you have to do something like that, where it could be, you know, maybe it could be surgery, or it could be something along those lines. You have to call what they call the nurses' hotline for TRICARE.
Nurses' hotline.
Yep.
Yep. Not that one, unfortunately.
Oh, wrong yep. Nurse hotline. My bad.
Yeah. It's not like Christian Mingle or anything, you know. Just anyway. Or Farmers Only. I think that one is my favorite with the signs that pop up. It cracks me up. Because what kind of... How much of a demographic do you have to have a dating service?
Farmers just only.
Farmers.
Jeez. We get up and five with one and of, we're in with, bed in five.
Yep. With one of the best jingles ever, if you
farmers
haven't heard it.
Farmers only.
No, yeah, so it's, you don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
This legit.
Not sponsored, folks.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
My good.
It's
legit. Yeah. It's that's
farmers
a thing.
Only. That,
oh my
like,
goodness!
Where I live right now, there's so much farmland around that no joke. Like you'll be driving down the road, and there's a sign out there that said farmersonly.com.
Oh my goodness! Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
It's interesting. So I call the nurse's hotline, and they're like, yeah, don't go to the clinic. Go directly to the first ER you can find.
No way.
Yeah.
Because we can't handle like, you.
Exactly. I was like, I know it's not my appendix. I've had this pain before. I know exactly what it is. They're like, yeah, they're still going to have to do imaging and all sorts. Can you drive? Probably.
Yeah. Yes.
We're going to find out.
Sure.
So I got in my car and I drove almost all the way home. Because I'd rather go to the closest ER to the house rather than, you know, one way out in the middle of nowhere and they, you know, drug me full of whatever they're going to give me and try and send me home after that.
Right.
So I check in at the ER, and at this point, the pain is bad enough that I'm like doubled over in the lobby. And the two nice ladies that are sitting behind the desk, also behind bulletproof glass.
What?
I don't know. Yeah.
In so upstate New York.
In upstate New York.
Hmm.
Nice.
It's the emergency room, man. I don't know. But New they, what, they slide this thing. It is number three, yes.
Number three. Okay. Thank you.
So they slide this this half sheet of paper through the little grate. And like, can you fill this out for me, please?
Can I got 10 on pump number two?
Yeah. So I'm literally like, I have crouched down at this point and I'm leaning up against the wall and I'm trying to write, and one of them comes around and looks at me and they're like, you know what? We can get that information later. Let's just go ahead and get you admitted.
Wow.
So that's a good idea.
So
they get
you
me back there. They get, you know, vitals. They take some blood to get me hooked up to an IV. And before they can even, you know, hook up the needle for the IV, they're there for imaging. So they walk me across. I go to imaging. They take their scans. They go back, and she goes, "Hey, I need you to pee in this cup." I said, "Okay." So I go in there and I pee in the cup. Lo and behold, there's a stone. I'll share the picture with you boys later.
Oh, boy.
But that happened, and then I sat in there for probably another 45 minutes until the doctor comes in, and she goes, "Hey, we're gonna give you opioids, and you're gonna get this, that, and you know." So I was like, "Doc, I passed the stone. It's in that cup over there." She goes, "Oh, well, we saw more on the scan, so since you're not currently passing it, we're gonna give you, you know, a couple of different like pain medication. Gentlemen, have you heard of a drug called Toradol?"
Yes.
Yeah. So it's souped up Motrin. Right. It's not a narcotic. It's not an opiate. It's just super Motrin. That's what I like to refer to it as. I have never seen it outside of a shot form. They gave me a shot of it in my IV, and then they gave me a prescription to go and pick up. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to have to give myself a hate needle. And the doc's like, no. Yeah. And drink water, but that's what the IV was for.
Of course.
But she's like, no, they're like, they're pills. I said, oh. Okay, fine, sure, whatever. But I got that. Something to stop the nausea, because, you know, when the pain gets that bad, you're just, yeah, no, I'm done. And I got a thing called Flomac. And it does exactly what you think it is based on the name.
A Flomac?
Max.
Flomax.
Max. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Max.
Yep.
Hmm.
So I've been taking a Red Solo cup in with me because they didn't have a strainer for me. And I take that into the head with me, and you know, I empty it out very slowly to make sure there's not a stone in the bottom of it. And that's pretty much been my week. You know, it has seriously
exciting.
Been it's been like the world's biggest moist ache. I'm telling you.
Ding ding ding.
There
ding
it is.
All
you
right.
win.
Wow.
Nicely done.
That was low hanging fruit.
It was.
Oh. Wait.
Yeah.
Family.
So
channel.
I'm still at a point where I'm trying my best to get rid of this thing. So I've been drinking a lot of water. This thing that I'm drinking is the first time I haven't had anything other than water all week, which is kind of funny for me. because I have to go constantly.
Mm.
And it's hilarious. I was walking down the halls at work and I had my little solo cup and I'm just walking into the head. And one of the civilians stopped me and asked me, he goes, "You know, you can use the water fountain to fill that up, right?" I said, "Sir, it's not going to be filled with water." And he went, "Oh."
Oh.
Oh, man.
Why?
Then you have to explain.
Well, mm-hmm. Sir, I produce a lot of stones.
I do, in fact.
I do that, and I dominate in Magic the Gathering. Which would you like to
That's
talk
actually...
about?
Well, I started talking to him about it because he followed me into the head. And that just, it's one of those random conversations you don't really want to talk to anyone else about. But yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So I said, "Sir, if you listen closely, you might be able to hear the plink of the stone hit the bottom of the cup." And at which point he flushed, washed his hands, and walked out.
Oh, that's great.
Said, okay. Yeah.
Mood killer. Let it go.
You're missing out, sir.
Life changing.
Sir, I can't go unless you sing to me, you know?
Man.
Yep. But I did get an opportunity. I went to play Magic this evening, actually. So I ran home from this to make sure that we were here at 9.
And then my audio was jacked. Sorry about that, everybody.
I mean, it happened. But I got into the second round, and I looked down, and I was like, "Guys, we got to play a quick game." And they're like, "Dude, it's the winner's table." I was like, "Yeah, we got to play a quick game. I got to get out of here." They're like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "Play whatever you got. Whatever's fastest, play it. If you can win quickly, play it." Okay. We made it to turn two.
And I win.
Yep.
Sorry, that's game, boys.
Yeah. So, it was fun. I got another 8-pack, so it's pretty great. So,
yay!
I'm saving up for box number 2.
Box number 2. Well done, sir.
Thank
well
you.
Well done. How about you, G?
So, we have been continuing on the march toward going on this deployment. So, it's been a lot of packing things and, you know, putting stuff away and making sure we've got what we need. So I've been doing a lot of that at work. And then Friday I got off and went and picked up Zoe for the weekend. And gentlemen, I smoked a pork butt.
Yay! Pork butt.
You didn't wrap it, did you?
I did not wrap it.
You didn't wrap
yes.
your butt?
No, I did not wrap the butt.
No, you don't wrap the butt.
No. And I started it about Friday night. Friday
What's
night, probably around
steak?
11 p.m.
What?
I started around 11 p.m. Friday night.
He didn't have a water pan in there. It's okay.
I had a water pan.
That's the joke.
That's the joke. Pork butt felt a moist ache as it cooked slowly inside the smoker.
Oh, doesn't count. Okay, I'll give it.
This is iffy. Yeah. But no, so I started about 11 p.m. Friday night. And, you know, I've done brisket before, Patrick. I've done several briskets. I've never done a pork butt. And
really?
I did not...
Really.
Alex, yeah, it does. It takes every bit of an hour and a half to 2 hours a pound.
I told you.
Holy cow. I woke up once at 3 and it stalled out at like 160, 165, which is normal. That's usually the first stall. But I thought that was the only stall.
Nope.
Yep, I was wrong because... You know, throughout the day, morning into the afternoon, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it hit 186 and it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And it stopped and it did not move for anything. And it was absolutely frustrating watching this thing. So, Patrick, the goal is to get it up to between 195 and 201.
Okay.
And it did not want to climb above 186. It's just sat there for a solid 3 hours. This thing would. I thought my thermometer was broken.
Oh, I was having. You went through all these things.
I was like, did I mess it up? Is something wrong? This is ridiculous. Why is it not getting to the final? Like, why is it not going up? And then it finally like ticked up 2 degrees, and I was like, okay, it's moving. and then I waited another. I did. We ate around 6 p.m. Saturday night.
Oh my gosh, you started at 11 p.m. the night before.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
and a half to
so
2 hours per eight, pound.
18 hours, give or take, to from start to finish.
So
but,
you
go
can
ahead.
You can speed up the smoking time, right? Like you and I both know this. If you wrap it at 165,
yeah, it'll climb. Know,
it'll climb, and it's kind of a thing they call the Texas crutch.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because you know a lot of the big competition barbecue guys are from Texas. You know, it's like you know a national holiday there whenever the barbecue festival is in town.
Sure.
So they have a time limit that they have to be able to finish all of this with.
Mm.
So they do a thing called the Texas crutch where they wrap it, and that has become so mainstream because of all the competitions that. Almost everybody, they're going to wrap their stuff. They're going to wrap their butt around 165.
To get it up.
Because it helps it helps push through the stall. It helps lock in some moisture. And it, you know, it makes your cook go quicker. But if you don't wrap it, you end up hitting the second stall, which happens at about 185. But the flavor is just... Oh.
One of the other ways you can do it, so there's the crutch, which is where you wrap it, just straight wrap it. The other one you'll hear is you put it in a boat. And so that's where you get like your disposable pan. You ever seen that, Boyo?
Oh, I have.
I usually
have a disposable pan.
See, I don't. I put mine right on the grill grates. And yeah. One of the guys was talking to me about you can so if you have it in the pan, throw some, you know, like put your apple cider vinegar or whatever if you want to throw a little something in it, and then cover that and seal it on the, you know, seal it around the edges with aluminum foil on top. So basically you encase it inside.
Oh, you put it on
that.
Hot house.
Same thing.
You steam it.
You steam it.
That's what I do with my ribs.
Yeah. See, I'll do that with ribs.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is if you do that all the way through, you'll get a lot. It'd be a lot. You'll have a lot more moisture in it, but you lose the bark. The bark turns into mush.
Aww. Yeah.
And
you don't do that with brisket.
This stuff, gentlemen. Oh my gosh, Alex! I pulled it out. You could grab the bone. After I let it sit, I grabbed the bone and I went tug, 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 and it just went. Came right out, whole thing, by itself, clean as a whistle. And then I'd use my little claws and went like this and tore it up.
Mm.
Some of the best. I had leftovers for lunch today, and I brought some extra in. I like 10 pounds of brisket is, or 10 pounds of pork butt is a lot. Mm-hmm. Like we had sandwiches for everybody. So it was me, Brandy, Zoe,
Yoshi.
Our next door, I didn't feed the cat any. I thought about it, but.
No, but he's behind you.
Is he? Oh, hey, buddy.
Okay.
fed the, so the neighbors came over and their 4 kids, and one of them is a teenager.
That's half of it.
So we had plenty for everybody. And then after everyone was done and full, I still sent them home with a take home, and then we had another one for us and still have more left over to make sandwiches at least 2 or 3 more nights this week.
Good stuff.
Like, it was a lot. It was a lot of pork shoulder. So I was proud. It turned out really well. It was cool to get, you know, to get into work. Some of the guys tried it. One of my coworkers, the one I was telling you about, he talks about the, you know, doing the boat. He's a little younger than I am, but same thing. Very much into barbecue, and he tried it, and he's like, "That was your first time doing a pork butt?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "That's really good." He's like, "That turned out great." So it was nice to hear compliments from people who appreciate good barbecue.
Yeah, that's good and stuff.
Had a barbecue pulled pork sandwich with some coleslaw, a little bit of barbecue, just a little bit of barbecue sauce on top, but it was awesome.
I'm gonna have to send you my recipe for mango slaw.
I would like that. Yeah. I will have to try that because that sounds awesome. So
that would require finding mango though.
I live in Southern California. You can live in throw Southern a rock California. And go find mangoes.
I live in Atlanta.
Yeah. Just go to your local neighborhood market. No. Your local neighborhood market where they don't speak English.
No.
He says no.
You walk in, it's the kind of around here, Patrick, if I want so I did beer can chicken the other weekend. And the place to find it was the local grocery store that you walked in, and they're blasting Benda music, and you walk to the back, and it's just this huge, that's just the butcher, and there's like seven or eight guys in the back doing their thing, and you could literally pick everything from the tongue of a cow to the feet of a chicken. And everything in between. You want it, they've got it.
Cat dog.
And it, well, none of that.
No,
but it's all.
Never mind.
Oh.
That's where my mind went. You said
tongue of a cow. Over the world with little cat dog.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I got you.
I got you. You got it. It's you.
He wins that one.
Ooh.
But. Ooh. But no, just to be able to go in and find that stuff. But you know, I will say this though too. So I love doing brisket, but it is also incredibly expensive, especially out here. Gentlemen, do you know how much they charge for a pork shoulder, pork butt? $2 a pound.
Yeah.
For a pork butt.
$2. I got a 10-pound piece of meat for $20. And was able to feed everybody twice over.
That's impressive.
So, suffice to say, I will put that in my brain housing group of, hey, we need to feed a lot of people. We're getting some pork butt.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because I can get a couple of those and throw them into the smoker all together.
We went to Kroger tonight to get some supplies, and notice they had a full brisket.
Mm.
Yep.
Sale price was $2.99 a pound.
Oh, that's cheap.
You know what it came out
to?
That
is cheap.
The one probably piece 100. They had in there was $130.
I'm gonna say $130.
Yeah.
That's a big old brisket.
It's a fat brisket. Yeah.
But that's, brother, that's a piece. You make a brisket that size,
mm-hmm,
and y'all are gonna eat
forever.
Yeah, you'll eat for 2 weeks, and you'll have it for breakfast. You'll have leftover sandwiches for dinner. You know, you'll shred some up and throw it, and make some scrambled eggs with brisket for breakfast, and
brisket tacos.
Oh, brisket tacos, man!
Y'all need to stop. I'm hungry.
I know. I'm gonna eat dinner after this.
So I haven't told you, boys. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't. But I've been intermittent fasting.
Ooh, that's fun.
And it's 16 on, 8 off. So fast for 16, and you can eat for 8.
Yep.
And I've been going now for about 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks. And it's been a struggle, especially when you wake up in the morning. All you can do is black coffee.
Yeah.
But I stop eating around 6 o'clock in the evening, and then I eat again around noon, the next day. And yeah, it's trying. It's very trying, but it's kind of nice because I can see some slimming, and I'm grateful for that. But need to start putting on some protein now during those 8 hours and start working on the muscle build. So, Liz, stop it.
Yep.
Chili, empanadas, enchiladas, tacos, burritos, sandwiches, breakfast scrambles, so much barbecue.
Oh,
yeah, I agree.
We've been eating that. We're fine.
Can you hear me?
There you go. Yeah, you went out for a second there.
I went out there for a second.
You did go out there for a second.
Ah, well, I'm back. No, we literally ate that brisket for almost a week. And Liz is right. It does freeze really well, so we can freeze some and make chili with it.
Mm.
I could fit all of that into 8 hours. You're right. And I think it's a worthy effort and investment. Let's go.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I'm doing beer can chicken later this week. Ooh. So the guys that I work with, we have a thing together that we do as a family. And it's actually what our group chat is named, Quesadilla Thursdays. Yeah. So the place that we work on, any day you can go in, you can order a quesadilla and the quesadilla order. Well, we decided we're going to take it a step further and we're going to make quesadillas on Thursday. So we're going to set up in our classroom and, you know, feed everybody so that they come by and give us checkouts. And we're also going to feed each other and, you know, have quesadillas.
I like it.
So I'm gonna get up early Thursday morning and get some beer can chicken on the smoker. And get those done. Bring them in with me, and that's gonna be our meat for our quesadilla.
Love it.
Sounds good. Awesome. How many are you gonna make?
Probably three. There's only 10 of us.
Oh yeah, that'll feed you.
Yeah. Nice. So, but put three of them on there. Put some adobo on the outside. You know.
What can you get three chickens for?
Probably like $15.
That's not bad.
Yeah, maybe a little more. I did three chicken. I bought them out here, so everything's more expensive. But I think I paid about 40 for three whole chickens. And yeah,
if I start early enough, I can go and just talk to a random farmer and be like, "Bruh,
FarmersOnly.com."
You don't have to be lonely.
No. Oh my.
Just saying. What else have you been up to this week, PT?
Oh, well. Your niece, my daughter, had her show this week.
Yes, she did.
Awesome. Yes, she did. She was the Good Witch. She was Glinda. Not Glinda, but Glinda. It's spelled G-L-I-N-D-A. Glinda. And she did extremely well. So proud of her. She had beautiful speaking parts. She sang two solos. Three if you count another part of it. Just knocked it out of the park. She did a great, great job. So proud of her. And that was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So come Saturday, I knew most of the show. Yeah, Liz, you're right. Her mannerisms were perfect. They were on point. She definitely had Glinda down to a science, and it was awesome to watch. But Mom and Dad came in Thursday as well, and we had Mom and Dad and Remington. Yeah, that was awesome. And we also had Philip. Philip came in on Thursday, so I got a full house, boys. I've got both my kids under the roof, and what a joy that is to break bread together and play cards and just exist together. I mean, I just absolutely love it. He actually came up here and fixed my audio, folks, so that we could get this show running. If you notice, I'm on different ears tonight, trying something new, and it threw the whole system into a tizzy, but we're back at it again. But just a joy having my kids here, having a huge, humongous blessing having Mom and Dad here. Mom came and blessed us with 7-layer, 5-layer bars.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah. I knew I'd get that. yes, it is. It's very awesome. And then I made some banana bread and some sandwich bread on Sunday night. And then this morning, they unfortunately had to go back because they got some work things to do before they're back here again in a couple weeks to continue celebrating Julia as she graduates from high school.
That's so awesome.
In the next couple weeks. So very, 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 very excited and proud of my girl. Proud of both my kids. They're doing some bang-up work. And, yeah, we're just blessed. We are blessed. Also, this is a busy season for me and Salvation Army. This month is preparation and practice and planning for the first weekend of June, which is our commissioning weekend, which is ordination and commissioning of the new officers that we're actively training right now here at EBC. And so lots of practices, lots and lots of practices. And, yeah, good stuff had by all. So, good times. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Speaking of cards, forgot about that. So I, more than ever now, I'm sad that my neighbors, so I mean, obviously I'm getting ready to deploy, but our next door neighbors that came over and had, you know, had dinner with us on Saturday. So they're getting ready to move to, they got orders to Hawaii this summer.
Oh, no kidding.
I know, right? It's sad. Oh no, Hawaii. That's terrible.
You know how expensive things are to Hawaii?
Yeah, they're looking forward to it. They're honestly crazy about they originally, before they adopted their two kids, they lived in Okinawa.
Wow.
And so island they are island life people. They love island life, and so they're kind of excited about getting back into island life, even though it's not Japan, it's, you know, the United States, but still. But he is from West Virginia.
Really?
And I can't, yeah. I think I told you this. His family is from Parkersburg.
No way.
Yeah. You want to talk about small world.
For real.
So, but we you know, all the four of us hanging out last night or Saturday night, and it was like, let's play some card games, or let's play some board games. Like we haven't done that. Like we've played board games, the four of us together.
Sure.
And Kyle is his name, and he's looking through our cabinet of what we've got and trying to figure out what we're gonna play. And he sees my box of decks of cards.
Books? Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, what's that? I said, oh, it's a card game. It's like Canasta. He's like, oh, he's like, I thought it was like Hand and Foot. And I was like, wait, stop the presses. You guys know how to play Hand and Foot? And he's like, yeah. And so I was like, okay, I know what we're doing tonight. We're playing Hand and Foot.
Nice.
So Saturday night, they ended up hanging. We played two full rounds of Hand and Foot.
Wow.
And it was awesome. They won one, and then Brandy and I won one.
There you go.
But man, was it cool to just like, you guys, like there was no teaching of the game. They knew how to play. The only thing nice. We had to modify a little bit. So obviously everyone has house rules when it comes to Hand and Foot. So, you know, we showed them our house rules. We do things with threes differently than what a lot of people do. Yeah, so
threes aren't bad for them.
Yeah, so a lot of them. Yeah, a lot of them use red threes. You collect red threes to build. You want to build a whatchamacallit?
Meld?
Yeah, you want to build a meld of red threes. But you have to do it before someone goes out, because the red threes still
are minus 100.
Yeah, they still hurt you, but you can earn a lot of points by melding a set of threes. So I was interested. I want next if we play again. I want to try it because I'd like to see. One of the things I noticed, no one really wanted to. We kind of avoid picking up the pile except for Alex because
we picked it up all this weekend.
Yeah. Yep. So.
There's so much value in the pile.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were definitely avoiding the pile when we were playing. And so all of us were kind of risk averse to dive into the pile.
That's why you won only one.
Yeah, okay.
Liz definitely picks the pile.
Yeah, you do.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. But no, it was honestly a blast. It was a blast to play, and it was really cool to just like have friends that like not only have they played, they know the game, so there wasn't a lot of like trying to. There was no teaching. It was just, hey, here's the game. Let's go, and we just jumped right into it, and it was phenomenal. It was such a good time, so. Nice. Which is why I had to text you, because I didn't have my rules written down. It was like, yeah. I need a I
how
need
were
a
they
copy
not
of...
seen on the text, but they were seen in Facebook Messenger?
That I don't know. Sense. When it came through on in text messages, I'll have to go look at it again.
Because both of them, boss, were from the same text message I sent you back at Christmas.
Yeah, well... Let's see if I don't know if it's going to look potato quality anyways. Yeah. So that's through my messenger. That's what it looks like. Or not messenger. That's my messages. And then you sent them to me through our group chat.
Right.
And, you know, not potato quality. I don't know. It's hard to see, but. That's yeah, amazing. No, it was clean as a whistle. I could read them plain as day. So go figure. I don't understand why it did that.
Yeah.
I think it's weird. But yeah, no, it came out nicely.
How many cards are in the hand and how many cards are in the foot?
All right, we did 14.
Alex.
So here's another one of those interesting ones. No. So when they play, your hand and foot are the same amount of cards. They don't do one. Yeah, right.
That's wrong.
So it was, it was interesting.
I choose not to make that fight. Thank you, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ain't got no gas in it.
I'm just saying, you're going to love it when that's my question for the week.
Very well then.
All right. Well, it is that time, Alex.
It is.
Do you have a question for us this week?
I do. Okay. And it's not just how many cards are in the hand and how many cards are in the foot.
However many I choose.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. 13 and 11.
As many as I want.
14 and 11.
13 and 11.
I'm just saying.
Is Grandma in the chat? Grandma?
Grandma's not in the chat. That's okay. I'll text her. She's probably still awake.
Grandma.
I'm just saying, when we played with Grandma, she dealt me 14 and 11.
Okay.
So.
Fire away.
Anyway. So, gentlemen, a couple weeks ago, Patrick, you brought up the question, you know, what does it take to, or what does it mean to us to be a man?
Right.
Right. And we responded with a whole lot of things that, you know, we've grown up saying and doing and believing, because that's the way that we were raised, you know?
Right.
We kind of think along the same lines with that one. There's another saying that, you know, Dad used, quite often, a lot with me, kind of, because I thought things were stupid, and I just kind of said, you know what, I'm, you know, this is dumb. I'm not going to do this.
Forget you.
And one of his favorite sayings that I love throwing out there is, you know, finish what you started.
Mm-hmm.
So with that phrase in mind, I know Greg and I dealt with this a lot growing up, but I'm kind of interested to hear all of your responses. Patrick, yours, and then okay. Greg, I'm pretty sure yours are going to be along the same line as mine, because not only have we both pretty much received the same training military wise, but
that's kind of
we were pretty much together for our entire childhood.
Yes.
Such at the point that, you know, our band director, when it was Greg's senior night, said when Greg and his brother Alex came, and then when it was my senior night, Greg wasn't even there anymore, and Alex when his brother Greg came.
Wow.
So we've
been
lumped together throughout most of this, and we've dealt with a lot of the same things together. So, gentlemen, when it comes to a bully, how do you handle that situation?
All right. So, personal bully. So, if somebody is deciding they want what I have or wants me to eat dirt, my initial response is to disengage and leave. And if I am unable to disengage and leave, that includes social media. If I am unable to completely disengage and leave, then it's strike first and run. So when it comes to my children, there's no question. Or my wife, I will put myself between them, and it doesn't matter who they are or what they have. I will be first in that, until they're safe. And so that's that. From a biblical worldview, my response should be turn the other cheek. But I struggle with that a little bit, mm-hmm. because, and I guess that's my initial response, is to disengage. But I'm also not going to sit there and just take it, because that's one thing that Dad definitely instilled in us, is that we need to honor others, but we also need to honor ourselves. And to be a doormat is not to honor ourselves. So, disengage or strike first and run fast.
I'm going to be nice until I'm not nice.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in that. Like, I will verbal, always.
I can take all day long. Verbal does not bother me.
I will try and be.
Yep.
Oh, always strive to be the better person. But yes.
I will smile at you until you hit me. And then. Whatever.
Stand by. I'm going to finish it. Yeah, no, I've only had. Yeah, you deal with bullies in your career. It's unfortunately something that you encounter in the military, and I'd strive to be the bigger person, and that can be really hard, especially when the person that you're dealing with outranks you.
Mm.
And in my years, I've only had once where I've taken off my rank and was ready to take someone, and it was ready to come to blows, because he was treating my Marines he tried to assault one of my Marines, and that was the no, you don't do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm nice until I'm not. And it's funny, like Brandy is always mentions, he's like, you don't have a ramp up. You're just like, you go.
You're 1 or 10.
Yeah, I'm a one or I'm a 10. I am happy and friendly, and I'm more than grateful to, I'll work with you. I'll deal with it. But that switch goes off and we're at the other end of that spectrum. I'm not nice anymore. Now I'm mad.
Yep.
Yep.
Craig, you and I are a lot like, the way I'm talking to you guys right now is normally how I talk to
you. Right, yeah.
This is my normal voice.
This is my normal voice.
This is my normal voice.
But when it hits that point and everything tips over, they don't expect it. They don't expect it, and they're not ready. I've dealt with the same issue you have, Greg, where we have, you know, someone who's of that higher rank, and they're just a bully. You know, they're used to getting their way because, well, I'm the senior guy. We're gonna do things this way. And the military has taught me something, and there are two words that I'm gonna share with you that are absolutely glorious, because there's nothing that can happen if you follow those two words. Malicious compliant.
Oh. Yep.
What?
Malicious right. compliant.
Compliant, yeah.
So when it comes to, you know, someone says, hey, you're going to do this, and you know that something's going to break, or you take them at their word quite literally. I'll give you an example. So we were told one day to go down and go through the plant and put tape over anything that needed painted, right? Mind you, this is a boat that is literally about to be torn apart for scrap. There's no point for this. There's nothing that can help it, thing that can be done. Go away, Kitty. Thank you. There's nothing, right? So they give us rolls of tape, and they're like, well, you're down there. If you see something that needs to be painted, or if the lagging needs to be taken off, tape it. He came and found me and my guys 4 hours later. All of the walls had been taped. Every single surface that was reachable had tape on it. Now, mind you, when you walk down into a plant on a Navy vessel, everything is either white or red. He gave us black tape. It was like walking down into nighttime.
Wow.
Everything was black.
Wow.
Everything. He got frustrated with us, and he was like, no, take it all off, you know? So, okay. So we started going over and just ripping that stuff off, pulling paint with it.
Yikes.
So he came back down, and he saw all of the walls that had been, you know, stripped of paint. And then he goes, nope, just stop. Just stop. Because he needed something for us to keep busy, because he didn't want to just let people go home. So because of that, now they have to go back through and retape everything all over again, because it all needs to be. Throughout all of that, I was calm. He's yelling and screaming and doing everything he can to try and bring down, short of placing hands on me or some of my guys. As soon as he got to that point where he grabbed somebody's collars, the Navy has this great thing. We have these little pull tabs, right? And the tab is where your rank is. So I pulled my rank off, and I said, come on, let's go. You want to put hands on somebody, you're going to put hands on me. Take the anchors off. Let's go. He got huffy, and he left.
Hmm.
Like you guys, I don't like confrontation,
no.
Right? I will avoid it at all costs. I am calm. But if it comes to my family, just like you, Patrick, I'm the same exact way.
Yeah.
I will put myself in between anybody and anything.
Right.
And use anything that I can do.
Me first.
On top of that, another thing that Dad taught us way back in the day is when you go in somewhere, know your exits.
Yeah.
Right? Always.
Right.
Always know how you're going to get out of some space. And I took that a step further into, you know, what my life has become. Every single time, if I end up in a confrontation like that, I know where my exit is.
Right.
And if my exit has to be through somebody, it's going to be through somebody.
Malicious compliant.
Malicious compliant.
It's written down, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You want it done? Okay. I'll take care of it.
I got it, sir. I got it.
I'm going to do it exactly the way you told me to.
Mm-hmm. Good time.
Good question, man. I like it.
Thank you.
Good thinking.
I appreciate the answers, gentlemen.
Good thinking. All right, boys. We got time for our top three.
All right. Is that top, one from each?
Top three. Yep. Yeah. No. Top three from each.
Okay.
Okay. So my number three goes like this. Ready? NASA is launching a satellite to say sorry to the aliens. They're calling it the Apollo G.
Apollo G. Oh. Why didn't the invisible man go to the dance?
He couldn't see himself going.
He didn't have any body to take.
Any body. Yeah.
What is a knight's favorite dish? Well, sorry, fish.
Fish.
What is a knight's favorite fish?
Spearfish? Lance?
Nope.
Lancefish? Lance? Nope.
Swordfish?
Duh. Nice. I accidentally dropped my keys in my friend's Nike shoes. He now has my keys.
My keys. How did the pirate get his ship for show cheap?
Say that again.
Yeah, how did the pirate get his ship for so cheap?
I don't know.
It was on sale.
Oh. Number two, Alex.
What did the snail say when it was riding on the turtle's back?
Does this go any faster?
Nope. It said, "Wee."
And my number one for this week, doctor says to his patient, "Do you want to hear the good news or the bad news?" Patient says, "Good news, please." Doctor responds, "We're naming a disease after you."
That's terrible. I love it.
Hey.
All right, my number one today, this week. What is the best kind of music to listen to when fishing?
Catchy ones?
Something catchy.
Something catchy. Yeah, I like it.
And finally, why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom?
Because the pee is silent.
Because the pee is silent.
Yay!
He didn't have a solo cup.
I raise you up. It's time to party. You got it.
You almost got me. I was, that was so close.
Feels good. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 155 of Brothers in Arms Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Chat room, it's a joy to have you. Smart Home, as always. Pop, always good to see you too. But twitch.tv/Brothers in Arms Podcast is where you can catch us live, especially while we're still stateside. That might be changing rather soon for one of us, but cross your fingers it's not too soon, but it is what it is.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, exactly. But you can catch the audio version of this anywhere podcasts are distributed. You can also find this video the day after. So tomorrow on Wednesday, nope, Tuesday, Tuesday the 7th, Tuesday. You can find it on our YouTube channel. That's Brothers in Arms Podcast, all one word. You can follow us on Twitter at Your BIA Podcast. We also have an Instagram page, which we haven't posted on in quite a while, but one of us is about to travel quite a bit. So maybe, who knows, we might just see something else on there. All that to say, we really do appreciate you hanging out with us. It's fun when we get together, but it's also fun when you come up to us randomly and say, hey, I heard this, or that was funny, or what were you thinking, or did we really say that? And so,
yes, we
appreciate those moments. We did. We really did say that. And so the show notes are fun. Hope you get a chance to read them, because it really is a synopsis of what we've just talked about. But we have a blast with all of this, and we thank you for hanging out with us. Gentlemen, before we hit that magic button, any parting remarks that the masses just cannot live without?
As always, drink water, change your socks, take your Motrin.
Always sage advice. Always sage advice. Thank you, G. Alex?
I found a thing called a Colossus hammer.
There it is.
It gives your creatures +10/+10. And with the new thing that I'm building, I'm going to make everybody kill each other with it. It's going to be great. So go support your local game store.
Hey,
that's where I got mine from.
There it is. And folks, we started with it, and I'm going to end with it. Stay loose and throw your hands up in the air, because you just don't care. Because it's fun. It's fun to get the groove on. So anyways, love you all. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic week, and hopefully we'll see you next time here on Brothers in Arms Podcast. Love you, boys.
I love you too, brother.
Love you, man.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye. We'll see y'all later. Oh,
I rolled a 4.
The mouse dash.
The mouse 10. Dash.
That moist egg.
Moist egg?
The moist egg.
Mouse dash with moist egg.
Ooh, hot dog got a 19.
Ooh. Man, the show notes are long this time. Look at that. Yeah, got a lot going on. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Okay, see you later.